pop star Demi Lovato has been open and vulnerable with fans when it comes to personal struggles with addiction and mental illness. And now Lovato is revealing even more.
I identify as non-binary. With that said, I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them. I feel that this best represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still am discovering.
Demi Lovato shared their pronouns this week on their new podcast, 4D. For more on Lovato's story, let's bring in Femi OK, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She helps us analyze culture and conversations on social media. Femi, hi, happy Friday.
Hello there. Happy Friday to you as well. Demi's announcement was so well crafted, so well produced. It's almost, Peter, almost like a campaign.
So what kind of reaction are you seeing?
So I just checked out to see how many people were looking up Demi Lovato this week. Google Trends tracks that over 1 million people who wouldn't normally be looking her up online, or looking up Demi Lovato, I should say, she's using different pronouns right now,
right.
Search for Demi Lovato. There's an appetite, there's interest. Demi trended on Twitter on Wednesday, and then across all of Demi's social media platforms, there are over 100 million followers. So many of them are now having conversations about gender and identity.
It is interesting when you think about how they came out as non-binary using a podcast. What do you make of that decision?
Using a new podcast. So this is a brand new podcast as a vehicle to deliver an intimate message. You can plan out exactly what you want to say. Episode one of the podcast starts with a mic drop moment. This is my new identity. This is the identity that I wasn't able to tell you about before. Guaranteed headlines. But what Demi does... Demi goes deeper and shares more. For instance, there's a moment where Demi makes connection between overdosing on drugs in 2018 and not feeling able to be truly open. Have a listen.
I was suppressing who I really am in order to please stylists or team members or this or that, or even fans that wanted me to be the sexy feminine pop star in the leotard and look a certain way. You know, I thought that was what I was supposed to be.
And there are several moments, Peter, when Demi reminds the audience that May is Mental Health Month, and that on Twitter, Demi links to organizations like LAD and the Trevor Project, being very aware that fans may be having similar struggles.
You know, it's powerful to hear a celebrity say that they have the same sorts of struggles that everybody else does. Yeah. And Lovato is just the latest one to come out in this way. There's also the singer Sam Smith, Queer Eye's Jonathan Van Ness, Pose star India Moore. But, you know, Lovato didn't just drop the news and walk away. They also wanted to start a conversation with fans and try to answer questions that people might have about gender identity. How did they navigate that?
So Demi brings along a friend, Alok. So Alok is a writer and a performance artist, and together they're chatty, they're funny, they're honest, they tackle tricky questions people want to know when you announce that you're non-binary. Are you confused? Are you miserable? What do you choose to wear? Alok and Demi come prepared to take on the criticism, especially when it comes to changing the pronouns that you would like to be used about yourself and how upset people get when you start to do that. Here's Alok.
Then you hear the argument that they is not grammatically correct, so people refuse to use it. To which I ask, if you're more concerned about grammar than someone else's like life, identity, experience, like this could go a long way in making someone's day just a little bit better. It's time that you get your priorities not straight, but queer, and realize that like actually caring for people and being a good human being is more important.
And there are a couple of stories this week following Demi's announcement of people making fun of neutral pronouns. And Demi says, this is my take. If you mess up, that's okay. Even I mess up. Just try.
Yeah, we all do. Why do you think this matters right now?
Well, there's still a lot of confusion about what non-binary means. And people online are getting upset about Demi saying, this is who I am now, and vehemently disagreeing with Demi for coming out. But there are two comments I wanted to leave you with. One is Yellen Y, and Yellen is on YouTube, having watched the podcast, the full podcast. This inspired me greatly, and I came out to my parents after watching this. thank you so much, Demi, for giving me the courage to be myself. So much love. And then on Instagram, fans are direct messaging Demi. One fan says, I have a question. Can we still call you things like queen and girl as slang? A lot of your Lovatics, they are Demi Lovato fans, aren't sure. And they just want to make sure you feel comfortable. I've got so many more questions. Demi goes right into the direct messages. You're so sweet. I'm not sure what the correct term is. Honestly, Demi is good enough for me. And then the fan says, oh, that's so perfect. And then Demi says, and you all can just call me Daddy Fan. Okay, Daddy Demi. And that just gives you an idea of how Demi Lovato, however you want to describe her, is connecting with her fans during this very important, intimate moment for herself that she shared with the world.
It's an example of what happens when you are out there talking about stuff. Others open up with you. Let's listen. Let's listen to some Demi Lovato music. What do you think?
I think it's about time.
Oh, why do I compare myself to everyone? And I always got my finger on the self-destruct. I wonder when I love me is enough.
That is I Love Me by Demi Lovato. It feels appropriate today. Femi, okay, you are a 10 out of 10, and don't you ever forget it.
Thank you, Peter. Take care, everybody.